Monday Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9WATD.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we're gone right through the lineup so far, Joe. What do you think?
Yeah, it's been great.
So far, so good. We want to thank Peggy Curtis for being our guest last segment, Shifting Gears, joining us right now, a gentleman who is himself in radio and is part of an event that's going to be taking place this Saturday at 8 p.m., I guess the grand opening of Studio G in the Grove at Plymouth. Joining us right now is not only a radio personality, but a comedian himself, Mr. Chris Zito. Chris, how are you?
Kevin, thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Did you not do a little bit of a stint here a while ago during a show on Wednesdays?
Yeah, we had like a little weekly show going on for a while.
Yeah. You know? Under the Loretta LaRoche Productions.
I was on the beach, as we say in the radio business at that time, you know? And got more into like the daily radio again, which pays the bills a little better. But I had a great time down there. And of course, I got to hang out with Ed Perry a little bit, which probably changed my life.
Right.
Really.
Well, now you're a morning guy hanging out in Springfield, right?
Yes, I am. I'm out in Western Mass doing mornings, and I love it. I love it.
Doesn't get any better than that. Talk to us about the event that you got coming up this Saturday. It's a Loretta LaRoche Productions presenting.
It's He Said, She Said is the name of the show. It's a comedic battle of the sexes, and we've done this a few times. I've worked with Loretta LaRoche Productions a few times with this type of show,
okay.
And we mix it up with different comedians, and this Saturday I'm going to be with Jessica Casciano, who is a hilarious young comic who I've had the pleasure of working with a few times, and of course, she'll get to go first. Ladies first, Kevin, I don't have to tell you that. You're a gentleman.
Yes,
you know
I am.
That. And she'll get up there, and she'll certainly tell her jokes from a female point of view. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Kevin, but men and women are different. We are different.
From Mars and Venus.
This is what I've noticed, and these are some of the things I'm going to point out that night. And, you know, I'm telling you, there's just no end to mining this. You know, people say, well, just hasn't this been beaten to death? Well, I don't think it has, because there's just no end to this idea of how men and women see the world differently. We really do, and it's just hilarious. I love it, and I love doing this show. We've done it everywhere from banquet halls to the Hanover Theater in Worcester to now Studio G, which is a beautiful new space right at the Grove. And I'm excited to be a part of this thing Saturday night. I encourage all of your listeners to get over there. Get your ticket.
And who's hosting this?
Adrienne Bowman, I think is her name. I haven't worked with her before, but I understand she's hilarious. And I also know that this is just like Don Christensen from Loretta LaRoche Productions to invite me to be in a battle of the sexes and then find out I'm outnumbered 2-1. How about that? That's how it always works out for the guy. You know what I'm saying, Kevin?
It always does. You're always on the losing end. It doesn't matter.
That's exactly. Well, that's the part I love about the He Said, She Said. They always get a vote by audience applause at the end. Who won, the men or the women? Well, guess who always wins?
Yeah,
hello.
Usually the women, right?
Right, the women win because the men are there with their wives. Well, what are they going to do? Are they going to go against the wife? Don't be ridiculous.
You know? Wait, so are you not expecting any help from Johnny Drama?
Johnny Drama and the Funky Entourage, I mean, I cannot wait to see these guys. You know they were on the Wahlburgers.
Yeah, I actually watched the show. I actually get a kick out of them.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be a lot of fun. And that's the thing about Loretta LaRoche Productions. They always make, it's not just a stand-up show, it's like an event when you come to this show. I love working with these guys.
Now, what if folks want to get tickets? How much are tickets, and how can they get tickets?
Well, tickets are $20, and they can go to llppresents.com. That's llppresents.com, and go right to the events page. Everything you need to know is right there. You get your tickets.
Now, I'm not alone in this conversation. Joe Rossi is sitting here with me, and he's actually, his significant other is here.
Uh-oh.
And I wonder if there's a way you could...
Woman in the studio?
You should see if you can talk Joe into going to the show. Joe, do you have anything to say?
It sounds like a show I may go to.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
I think, already Elizabeth is shaking her head. I think she might be into going into the show
well. There's your answer, Kevin. If Elizabeth wants to go, then Joe's going to go. Hello. Who makes the decision about this?
Well,
How many guys go out on a Saturday night and they're like, honey, let's go out Saturday night. And she says, well, where do you want to go? And what's his first answer? Wherever you want to go, sweetheart. You know what they say, Kevin? A happy wife means a happy life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're prepared to be outnumbered, but you're ready to have a good time, Chris.
I am. It's a lot of fun. Listen, I'm on my final marriage, as I like to say. A lot of guys have called it the second marriage. I don't use that. So I have been married my entire adult life. I'm completely housebroken, so I understand what this means. Okay, I understand what the score is.
No,
I'm completely housebroken. I'm okay.
I have to ask now, have you ever been to the Grove? And talk to me about Studio G. I mean, this is a
new... Well, no, I haven't been to Studio G. This is the grand opening. I haven't been there. I mean, I've talked to everybody from Loretta LaRoche who's been describing what the space is going to look like. Like, this is going to be... We can all experience this new place right there. I mean, I've been to the Grove. You know, I've been there shopping, and we've actually done a couple of different events there. But the Studio G, this is it. This is the grand opening.
I'm definitely looking forward to this.
It's going to be a night to remember. It's a Saturday night, 8 o'clock. I mean, you know, grab a little dinner, come to the show, or, you know, if you're a real hipster, you go to the show and then go to dinner after. Boy, that's a late night.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
And talking about the event, I'm thinking that I might be going down with my significant other as well.
Well, it's a great show for couples or, you know, maybe a girls' night out. You know, you get a couple of guys together, get a bucket of beers, and go head down. All the information is at LLPPresents.com. That's LLPPresents.com. Can I give a phone number, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
508-746-3998. That's 746-3998 in the 508 area code. We will see everybody there Saturday night.
Chris, thank you again for being on. Continued success out in Western Mass.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. That's so nice. Thank you very much.
You got it. And hopefully I could say hi to you on Saturday night.
I sure hope so.
You got it.
Everybody there.
There he is. Chris Zito joining us for a few moments talking about this fantastic event that is taking place this Saturday. Again, it's a Loretta LaRoche Productions. He said, she said, comedic battle of the sexes. And it is, as Chris said, a grand opening of Studio G in the Grove at Plymouth. Remember, it's Saturday, 8 p.m., July 26th. Tickets are $20. Today, again, www.llppresents.com.